Thanks so much for joining us as we continue working through Ecclesiastes. I appreciate you taking the time to read and listen to these devotionals, and be sure to send them on if they are beneficial to you. All right, have you ever heard a person say, "That terrible thing should have never happened to her. She's such a godly person." Or have you heard a person say, "He got what he deserved. He was a wicked man." Well, I admit to thinking and saying both. Today's passage deals with those thoughts. Let's read it and then unpack it. Ecclesiastes 7, 5 through 18. "In my vain life," Solomon says, "I have seen everything. There's a righteous man who perishes in his righteousness, and there's a wicked man who prolongs his life in his evil doing. But be not overly righteous, and do not make yourself too wise. Why should you destroy yourself? Be not overly wicked, neither be a fool. Why should you die before your time? It is good that you should take hold of this, and from that withhold not your hand, for the one who fears God shall come from both of them." Okay, what's Solomon saying here? Some have referred to these verses as the golden mean, or living a moderate lifestyle. This understanding leads us to believe that we shouldn't be overly zealous in our righteousness, nor overly indulgent in our wickedness. Just stay in the middle lane. But that's a misunderstanding of this passage. The question Solomon asks, "Why should you destroy yourself?" is better understood to be appalled or astounded. Why should you be appalled or astounded? See, Solomon meant that people should not depend on their right living or their wisdom as a guarantee for God's blessing, because they're going to be disappointed when trouble comes. Also, just because God did not punish the wicked in some cases should not be a license to indulge in sin. You see, this passage teaches us an important lesson. Depending on our righteousness as a guarantee for God's blessing will always leave us disappointed in God. On the other hand, living in sin is disobedience and is always dangerous. Our life should be focused on fearing God, honoring and loving Him. Our righteousness comes from Him, purchased by Jesus on the cross. And the guarantee is that we will live with God forever and eternity. That's the believer's great future hope, regardless of today's circumstance. So thank God for sending Jesus to make you righteous, to make you right before Him. Thank God right now. And ask God to help you be faithful and obedient to Him, regardless of the circumstances. Thank God for loving you unconditionally and forgiving you when you fail. Just continue to pray, and I'm going to wrap our time up, but continue to pray. Father, help me to honor you and love you and show all those around me that I depend on you in every circumstance of my life. In Jesus' name, amen.